My understatement for this morning is that the job market still contains limitations. This concludes my understatement for this morning. Specific skills are needed really more than ever. Personal reinvention, that's becoming a more common decision for an increasing number of job seekers. If you've been out of the working field for some time, makes those challenges never even greater. These facts make the job search especially difficult for women, too, which is why, as we discussed last week, the unemployment rate for women is much higher than the general unemployment rate. My first guest this week is here to detail a program which empowers women to step into and step up in the search for and attaining a job. Here to share what Project Self-Sufficiency's Higher Opportunities for Women is all about is Mary Lee. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. How are you?
Great to have you here. ProjectSelfSufficiency.org is where you'll learn more about higher opportunities for women, what the program is all about. But the basics are that it starts on February 11th.
That's correct.
There are two open houses that will be held at the Project Self-Sufficiency campus in Newton coming up on January 28th, as well as February 3rd. And the campus is at 127 Mill Street in Newton. Give us an overview of the program. Who is it targeted at that will be helped by this program? And what will the woman experience once they enroll and take part in the program?
Well, Higher Opportunities for Women program, which we call HOW, is an intensive 16-week pre-employment training program. So it helps participants prepare for entry-level office positions. So it includes, once you apply and you are accepted into the program, it offers 80 hours of professional computer training, 40 hours of job search preparation, and 120 hours of on-the-job training working at an unpaid externship in the community. So we work with a lot of different local businesses and organizations to get externships for all of our participants. So it really helps women build their skills and confidence, and they gain a support system within the community and with PSS.
I mentioned we spoke with someone from Generation Opportunity last week about specifically the unemployment rates for 18 to 29-year-olds and for women. The U6, which is the actual real number of counting everybody in the pool, is for 18 to 29-year-old women, the unemployment rate is 13.7% off the December report. So, say at least building a woman's confidence in the job search, that is an important key.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're seeing a lot more of a age range coming into play with people applying for the HOW program. There is a wide array of ages that are coming in to apply and who are successful in the program.
Is this a program for first-time job seekers, people who have maybe dropped out of the workforce for either for raising a child or or frustration?
Yeah, absolutely. We see a lot of people who are trying to increase their skills, things that have changed over the course of the time that they've been out of the workplace. So we're looking at people who need computer training, who from the basics all the way up to, the Excel spreadsheets that they may use in their work environment. So it is a large array of people trying to build the skills that they may have had at one point, but need to kind of reassess what the new jobs are going to be requiring for them to work there. So
I would imagine too that when a woman steps into the Higher Opportunities for Women program, and that 16-week cycle starts, probably one of the first self-imposed hurdles that I think would disappear would be the fact that she's in a position unlike no other, that she'll be in a room with other women who do, to various degrees, granted, but are still facing challenges, have had hard times, are looking for better times.
Yes.
And do the women themselves start inspiring and guiding and motivating each other, much like the teacher is there to inspire and guide the entire classroom?
Absolutely. I've seen that from day one. What happens is they come in, they meet each other, they have a lot of icebreakers, they kind of figure out who's who, but in the same sense, they're all in the same position. They all want to learn and gain the most from the program, and from day one, there's an instant camaraderie amongst the women, and they all really support each other. They end up really caring about all the individuals in the program, and the instructor does a wonderful job with allowing that to happen and helping that along, in addition to all of the educational opportunities and what they're going to learn in the classroom. That camaraderie and that support system is really helpful for all the women.
Mary Lee from Project Self-Sufficiency about their Higher Opportunities for Women workshop program, class, course, whatever you want to call it, life changer, you want to call it that.
And all of the above.
Next round is starting on February 11th, and they do have a couple of open houses. Just in case you want to dip your toe in the water to find out more, and they'll be taking place at their campus at 127 Mill Street, Newton, on January 28th, as well as February 3rd. You can go to projectselfsufficiency.org, call them up at 973-940-3500, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Is there a cost with this program, or is this a free situation?
It's actually free, we welcome anyone to come in and hear a little bit more about it in our open house. You'll find out a lot of details. Those sessions are at 6 o'clock in the evening, so it's open to people who are currently working as well.
Now, you mentioned that there is that 120 hours of unpaid internship in a local business. If a business is not part of that network and they're hearing us right now talk, what type of businesses are qualified to play a role in this program, and how do they get involved?
A lot of businesses can feel free to call us. We do have a long list of businesses that we do outreach to, but we are always welcoming for more businesses to come on board. If you just call that same number, the 973-940-3500, and ask to speak to myself or someone in the career center, we would be happy to get any businesses on board. There's, we would go through with all the businesses, the criteria, and what the commitments are on an individual level, and we look at the participants and what they're looking for as well, so we match them up with a business that they might fit in well with. So it is a mutual sort of process.
It's all about networking. And, you know, with that in mind, we just instituted a new feature here on Issues and Ideas. We call it the job interview, where anyone in the Northwest New Jersey region — I know you're listening on the stream in other parts of the state and even the country, and just had to limit it just to keep it sane and doable to some kind of degree. And any person who is unemployed is invited to contact me through issuesandideasradio.com website. You'll be have 30 to 60 seconds, which doesn't sound like a lot of time, I know, but you'll be able to pitch yourself, your experience, your goals, your assets. What do you bring to a position? The last place you worked, how long you were there, salary expectations. And for businesses, when you hear these people over the coming weeks, and there's one, two, maybe more that you're specifically interested in, you then in turn would contact me through the website. I'll take your information, pass along to the prospective employee, and hopefully match up and get some people some jobs. And with that in mind, Mary, I'd like to extend that offer for all the graduates of the HAL program, that if any of those feel that that would be an asset in helping in their job search, that we'd love to have them as part of the job interview here on the radio show.
That's wonderful, Chris. Thank you very much.
So, again, it's the Higher Opportunities for Women program that is being presented once again. I say once again because they've had more than 700 graduates by Project Self-Sufficiency. Next round is launching February 11th. It's a 16-week course. If you want to find out more, you can attend one of their upcoming open houses at their campus on 127 Mill Street in Newton on January 28th, as well as February 3rd at 6 p.m. If you just say, you know what, that sounds like something that will change my life and make things better, and you want to enroll, it's free, and all you have to do is sign up by calling 973-940-3500, 973-940-3500, and just learn how to reinvent yourself, update your skills, make yourself a more strong personal presentation for the job market, and overcome those challenges that so many people say are out there. Because you know what? When you put your mind to it and strengthen yourself and build on your assets, you might face the challenges, but you can also overcome the challenges. And from Project Self-Sufficiency, we've been joined this morning by Mary Lee. Mary, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks so much.